So we're just in the middle of this discussion as about the DUP fielding an openly gay candidate in the local elections. And there was a huge reaction to yesterday's programme after the DUP MLA, Jim Wells, said he was aghast at this, said it wouldn't have happened under Ian Paisley's leadership. And Mr. Wells says he thinks this is the start of the DUP starting to soften its position on issues like gay marriage. Now, we've gone to the DUP this morning and we're asking them if they would like to comment about that in any way. As I say, quite a few of your calls coming in about this yesterday, 0330 80 55 55. A mother contacted me shortly after the show yesterday who was upset about what Jim Wells had to say.
I'm the mother of a gay person, my son, and I was just very deeply hurt by Jim and by other people who came on saying some terrible things about my son, really. And I am a Christian. I'm very devout Christian, actually. My son and our whole family, we celebrated Easter, and we celebrated it together. And we actually celebrated it with friends of his, a friend of his, who has no other family, because he's such a loving Christian. And I just think Easter is about Christ's love for us, and God is about love. And I just feel that celebrating the gift of God's love, we should then be embracing people in love. That's what we were called to do.
Well, Jim Wells clearly is of the view that the DUP allowing an openly gay candidate is an affront to his Christianity.
Yes.
And his beliefs.
Yes.
What would you say to him?
I would say that the Bible can be interpreted many ways. But if you pray in silence with the Holy Spirit and be directed by the Holy Spirit, I deeply feel that what God says in the Bible and what the Holy Spirit will say to you intimately in silent prayer is that it's only God who can judge, and that God will judge out of love.
How did you feel listening to him?
I felt hurt, and I felt hurt because my son is so loving and supportive, not just of us, but he is in a very difficult job working with very vulnerable families, and he does it with such compassion. And to be truthful, if we want to bring politics into it, it's DUP would not be our party, would not be my son's party as far as I'm aware. But to leave politics aside and think about a person, the holistic person, and that girl who is going to stand in politics, to look at her holistically, nobody has a right to judge her on one facet of herself.
And do you think this is a pivotal moment for the DUP? Do you think this is them changing their policy? Or on the road to it? Or what do you think is happening within the party?
I think for the party it is, but I think for the whole of our society up here in the north, I think we need to look at how we treat others in our society. We need to look at how we are judgmental, because apart from the gay issue, some of the hatred that we have in our society comes from that same place of prejudice, discrimination and hatred, and there isn't a place for that. That's my view.
Jim is making it clear that he's not against the person, he's against the act.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, my son has had partners. He isn't married, but that's due to the fact that he has entered relationships that haven't worked, like anybody could do. A person's behaviour, that's the choice of the person. And Christ actually calls us not to look at behaviours anyway, because we see him walking in his ministry, turning around and looking at people who, like, for example, the woman who was taken in adultery, where he said, the first person without sin cast the stone. Behaviour is not... We have no right to judge behaviours. That's God's right.
Can I ask how old your son is?
My son is now 50.
So what has it been like, him growing up in Northern Ireland? Is he out?
Oh, yes, he's out.
And what age did he Did he come out a long time ago?
He came out a long time ago, but I will be honest with you that I think one of his biggest difficulties was having the conversation with us many, many years ago, because I am devout in my religion. And one of the things that I had the biggest fear of we felt that he was gay, but one of my biggest fears was if he would be attacked, because at that time many gay people were being attacked, physically abused and attacked. And I was concerned about that. He has suffered from depression off and on, and I think part of that is the fact that society doesn't accept my son as society should.
Do you think that's still the case in Northern Ireland?
Not in the circles that he's in, because my whole family, who are all devout Christians, love him and have accepted that part of him. There hasn't been a problem within our family or within the immediate community, to be honest. And he has a great circle of friends. He sings in what's called a choir.
Does he regard himself as Christian?
Oh, I think so, yes. Yes, to me he does, yes.
And how would he square what the Bible says about, you know, man and woman in marriage and all of that material that you will be familiar with?
I'm very familiar with that. And some of it is, I feel, from the older testaments. And I think Christ brought us a new way of looking at everything. And when I am uncertain about my understanding, I simply do very quiet prayer and I open my heart to the Holy Spirit.
So here's a difficult question for you. Well, I don't know if it's difficult or not. When your son told you he was gay, were you disappointed?
I wasn't. I was so pleased that at last he had told us. Because we knew and we suspected, and I wanted that full relationship with my son like I have with all my other children. And I was so relieved that we could enter into a deeper relationship and he could share all of himself with me.
Thanks very much for calling us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice
morning,
Stephen. God bless. Bye.
So that a mother who contacted us yesterday, again, this is reactive today, 030 30 80 55 55, William in Belfast. Morning, William.
Morning, Steve.
Morning.
Steve, really, I have to take you up a wee bit on yesterday with Jim Wales. You never once, I don't think, pointed out the United Kingdom is secular. Secular, the United Kingdom and British standards. And here this guy stands as a unionist all for the United Kingdom and is talking totally the opposite. Wales, Scotland, England, same-sex marriage. I think you should have been really down on him. He's running around with a union flag.
Well, now, some people are arguing I give him too hard a time. I can't win.
You tackled it. You tackled it not on secular. United Kingdom is secular. Half of Europe now is same-sex marriage. The South, that was a religious country, is now secular and has voted through. You needed to hit him that. How can you stand with a union flag?
How's the UK secular when there's an established church?
It's still secular. Whatever way you... Religion, you don't vote for faith. You vote on radical, rational policies. Reason. You vote in reason. Not on religion. So if that was the case, we may as well have Islam in the country or Judaism. So that was the way to hit him. How can you wave the union flag for the United Kingdom and go against secular policies of the kingdom?
Here's Edith next. Stay there, William, if you like. You can discuss with some of our colleagues, some of our callers. Edith, morning, Edith.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Edith.
I just would agree with Jim Wells. I think if we follow the teachings of the Bible, Old and New Testament, for one is a follow-up of the other, and then one is not complete without the other. The teaching of Jesus is completed the Old Testament pointed forward all through its teaching to the coming of Jesus. In the Old Testament, we're taught that the Ten Commandments, what about adultery, what about murder, do those not matter anymore? And what it tells us there, what God has joined, man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh, what God has joined, let not man put asunder. It's very basic, the family.
But you would afford people the right in this country to not necessarily have to follow a religion or have a faith to engage in politics.
Yes, if they want to, but the DUP has always stood for those for the word of God, and that's very, very important.
Does the DUP also not stand for people who are not Christian?
Well, if they want to, but I mean, someone who stands for election, I would have thought that matter should have been brought out very clearly. Certainly, if the DUP go down that road, I won't be going with them. And I voted for DUP many years.
And that lady we just heard from, she's a Christian, and she has no problem with homosexuality.
You can't be a Christian and not follow the word of God.
Yes, William, go ahead, of course.
Stephen, I say this to that lady gently. I don't want to take my instructions from a burning bush. You need to turn around and modernise yourself a bit. And I say that gently, not to offend. You don't take your instructions from a burning bush. Now, you need to think about that.
Did he say burning bush there?
Yes.
Yes. The laws of God stand for all time, from the Ten Commandments.
I would ask you gently again, yes. Which God?
They're the laws which we break all the time.
Are you disappointed in the DUP, Edith?
Every day in the week in this country almost.
Are you disappointed in the DUP, Edith?
Well, I'm disappointed in that. If they continue that attitude, I certainly wouldn't vote for them.
Brian and Glyn Gormley next. Morning, Brian.
I tried to actually ring yesterday to speak to Jim, but I didn't get on. And I'd like to point out, I've just learned that I actually live in the constituency where that lady's standing. And I have never in my life, and I'm in the 60s now, I've never in my life voted or considered voting for the DUP because of their 17th century outlook on life. And I am, on this occasion, I'm going to vote for that lady. I have a friend who's a community worker who informs me that she's a very able person for the job.
Well, the DUP have said in a statement, the party selects candidates on the basis of merit and we believe in equality of opportunity.
Yes, well, I hope they're sincere about that. On the issue of that lady that was just speaking there, I don't want to be rude to anybody, but she's now saying that the Old Testament and the New Testament...
I don't think I'm coming back in again, am I?
Can I still speak?
Yes, go ahead, Brian. You can continue.
The point I'm making, there's one very extreme case in the Old Testament. I wanted to say to Jim, does he agree with this? If he's quoting about the homosexuality being an abomination, there is an instruction from God given to, I think it was Moses, that if on your wedding night your bride turns out not to be a virgin, that you bring her to her father's house, and that you and her family and the elders of the village or the town stone her to death. Now, that's in the same book as he's quoting about homosexuality. So I'm sorry I didn't get speaking to him, but how would he square that?
Stay there, Brian. Patrick and Castle Dawson, you're actually... Morning to you, Patrick.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Patrick. What do you think? Thanks,
Stephen,
for coming.
I just want to say, I want to take my hat off to the Christian lady who said her son was gay. My daughter is 16 years of age, nearly 17, and she is gay. She's actually in Newcastle at the minute for the Easter break over visiting her partner. Now, I've just one point to make, Stephen, that would the DUP turn away 5,000 or 6,000 or 10,000 votes because somebody's gay? I don't think so.
So do you think this is a radical change by the DUP?
Definitely. Definitely. They would not turn away 10,000 votes or however many thousands of votes because somebody's gay. They wouldn't be saying, if you're gay, do not vote for us.
And yet, they haven't changed their policy in gay marriage. They blocked gay marriage in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, that's right. But I shouldn't... Why would they do that? Why would they do that? There's no reason to do it if they're expecting gay votes.
Jim Wells claims that this is the start of the DUP softening its position on gay marriage. We have no evidence for that, but he's an MLA, he knows people in the party, and that's what he says is happening.
Stephen, can I come in there, please?
All parties are secret, Stephen, in their own right.
Let me bring in Patrick in Newcastle. Morning to you, Patrick.
Morning, Stephen.
My goodness, I'm just reading the notes here of what you've told our phone-in room. Your brother was gay... And 18 years ago, Patrick, he took his own life.
Yes, that's right. Stephen, my younger brother, Cal, had grappled with his sexuality and had took his own life. And
Had he ever spoken to you about it?
Well, I mean, I actually spoke on your show a good number of years ago about it, but it was on a, it was regarding the increasing number of suicides and the fact that there was no proper strategy set up. And I spoke, you know, to you, and I was going to ring yesterday, but I was a bit distraught about the whole thing because I listened to Jim Wales and I just said to myself, you know, you're a public representative and you're coming out with comments, this is only my opinion, based on your own religious beliefs. And, you know, the words that he used, they're very, very dangerous because there are people living in Northern Ireland who, whether they're gay, lesbian, male or female, who are grappling with their sexuality. And unfortunately, there are those who have not been able to deal with it and have taken their own lives, be it because of the community they live in, rural backgrounds.
And tell me again, Patrick, about your brother. Did he ever have an opportunity to speak to you about...
Oh, yeah.
How hard it was for him.
It was literally only months before he died.
What did he say to you?
Well, he had told me, you know, that he was gay. And, you know, I'm sorry, I'm a bit emotional about it. He Cahill told me he was gay. And I mean, I said, look, I says, you're still my brother. You know, it wasn't an issue for me. But unfortunately, you know, it obviously was too much for him, you know, and he died. He took his own life, and that was 18 years ago. And, you know, I'm talking 18 years ago, even although it's not that long ago, it was an issue, particularly when you come from a rural community, where people just don't understand. There's an ignorance, you know, there's a total ignorance, and particularly when you listen to Jim Wales, you know.
Jim Wales would no doubt say he was condemning the act of homosexuality rather than the person.
Well, I'm a great believer that you've only one judge, and that's God. And no one has the right to judge anybody. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're all born into whatever religion we're born into, be it by accident, so to speak. But we all bleed the same blood. You know, we're all human. It doesn't matter what religious faith you come from. And for Jim Wales to quite publicly, you know, make his views known, I respect Jim Wales' personal views. But what I don't respect is the fact that he can come on and put into the public domain as a public representative and effectively try and ram his beliefs down people's throats, that his religious beliefs are superior. And because of his religious beliefs, someone who is gay, lesbian, and particularly that lady who wants to stand, I have to admire her. And I am no lover of the DUP, particularly what's been going on in this country with no storming government. But if the leadership of the DUP feel this is the road to go down, then I think it's the right road to go down.
Well, Chris and Banger writes to me, Patrick, let's get your reaction to this. And Chris says, I feel the DUP opting to have an LGBTQ candidate is the party using them as Lipton paper to gauge how it will be taken by their voters for the future. But as an openly gay man, I still won't vote for the party until they distance themselves from comments made in the past towards my community.
Well, I respect that. I think the DUP have to take a serious, serious look at where they're at in the present climate. I mean, we're in the 21st century in 2019, and we have, with the greatest of respect to Jim Wales and certain other individuals in the party, we have prehistoric mentality coming onto the radio and more or less trying to make out that if you're gay or lesbian, that somehow you are unhuman, which I find very, very pejorative.
Well, that's not now. That is not what Jim Wales. I haven't heard anybody from the DUP saying that.
Well, it's...
They're saying it's against their faith and they're entitled to their religious belief.
Yes, but as a public representative, your religious beliefs should not be used to discharge your public duties.
You see, I think what's going to be really interesting territory, and we should probably do this as a programme ahead of tomorrow's show, I think we should contact some of the senior high-profile people within the DUP and get their view on this.
Absolutely.
Because Jim Wells has given his view. What about other senior people within the DUP? Do they welcome this from within the party or not? For example, I see that the Irish News has asked Ian Paisley I'll read the first couple of paragraphs here from the Irish News. It's written by Brendan Hughes. Ian Paisley's remained silent on the DUP fielding the party's first openly gay election candidate. The DUP MP, who has previously said he's repulsed by gay and lesbianism, declined to comment when asked about Alison Bennington contesting next month's council elections. A when get another story, the North Antrim MP responded in a phone call yesterday before hanging up. So that's the Irish News asking Ian Paisley. It would be interesting to know what the likes of Lord Morrow, for example, what someone like Lord Morrow would think about this, and others from within the DUP. Would they welcome this or not? And I think what we'll do as a programme is we'll ring some of the more the people who many of you will have heard of from within the party and ask them, are they prepared to express their support by this move by the party, or are they going to remain silent on it, or are they going to object? And it'll be really interesting, Patrick, just to gauge what we get from that.
Well, it would be interesting because I think there is a section within the DUP that will support, the road that the party is trying to go down. And the very fact that they have picked a candidate, who I would like to think they picked a candidate on her.
We just need to be careful because I don't want to get into
the
candidate just because of election rules and things like that. So I'm talking about the broader DUP policy. Sorry, Patrick, I'm just aware of the time with two minutes left. Do you not think there's also what our emailer said was interesting in that, that emailer is saying they want the DUP to denounce the comments made to the homosexual gay community in the past. Because it opens up those type of questions as well. If, and it is an if the DUP in any way is changing its position, changing its stance, then does it have anything to say to the gay community in Northern Ireland for how it has behaved or described gay people in the past? And that's right up to Arlene Foster, isn't it?
Well, I mean,
As in, does she have anything to say as the leader of the party? Not anything that she said in the past. Does she have anything to say representing the position as the leader of the DUP?
Well, I think Arlene could do an awful lot. And I think, apart from perhaps an apology about the party's previous stance, I believe Arlene Foster has, a golden opportunity, particularly in light of what has happened in recent days and the murder of Lara McKee, and I'd like to offer my sympathies to the family. I mean, she's been buried today. A beautiful, charismatic young lady, murdered, in the prime of her life. But no one judged her on her sexuality. And I think that's what the DUP needs to do. The DUP have no right, particularly Jim Wales, have no right to judge anyone. As I've previously said, God is our only judge. Because we all get up in the morning, we look in the mirror, and we're all human beings. We all bleed the same blood. And at the end of the day, I don't think anybody has a right. You're certainly entitled to an opinion. Yes, I'm entitled to an opinion, same as you, Stephen. But, Jim Wales coming out, and other elected representatives who have the same view, coming out and making comments, they are playing with people's lives. And I'm very, very serious about that.
Patrick, thank you. We've got to leave it there, but thank you very much indeed for your call today.